This one's called Swordman. And for you little delicate buttercups out there, here's the disclaimer, switch off. Right, let's get straight onto it. This one's quite a short one, but it's just gonna show you some of the violence or some of the threats we used to come across. I was on a repo with Daz, West Midlands local. As we pulled up, the car was parked outside some masonettes. And don't know why I did this, but just something was telling me, just hook the car up. So put the spec lift under, lifted it up. I put the straps on. So the car was already lifted. All we had to do was smash the window and take the handbrake off. So the car's already up in the air, but the handbrake's still on. So I've gone to the house, knocked the door, asked for the woman who was on the paperwork. This bloke straight away getting aggressive behind the door. Wasn't a big bloke. Giving me shit. We said, well, you're not taking the car. I said, well, we've already got it hooked up, mate. Look outside. And he looks outside and the car's hooked up. And he's just going mad. Goes inside the house. And with a lot of things, when people say they're going to kill you or have a go at you, they're just spurting off energy. This bloke just went quiet. And sometimes it's the quiet ones you've got to watch, because some people will spout off, they're going to fucking kill you, they're going to do this. But this bloke had just gone quiet, gone inside his house. Next thing I know, he's coming out with a big fucking samurai sword, fucking threatening to chop me up. He's actually fucking swinging it at me. I'm like, the fuck? And this was all in the space of, like, I would say 45 seconds. This wasn't a massive argument at the door. This was quick. Boom, straight away, this bloke was come out with a sword. He's coming at me, swinging, but he's doing enough to make me back off, but not enough to, like, run it through me. And I'm like, what's his end goal here? And I'm like, mate, your car's already going. Fucking, he wasn't interested in the car. So then I'm thinking, we just need to go. Even if the handbrake's on the car, I can smash the window another time. See, if I smash the window, it's just going to infuriate him. And so I just said to Daz, drive. I was not going to turn my back on this bloke and jump in the vehicle, jump in the spec lift. I wasn't going to do that. So I've got my back to the spec lift and the car. I'm just going to Daz, just drive. Just fucking go. And just go. So I'd meet Daz down the end of the street. I'd just get the car out of here. So this bloke's in front of me. He keeps coming at me with his sword. I'm like, fucking hell. And I could hear the brakes wrong because of the handbrakes on the car. So Daz is dragging the car. And you can see, like, the tyres leaving marks in the thing. But the spec lift was more than powerful enough to just pull the car and take it down the road. And like I said, when it gets down the road, we just put the window through and take the handbrake off. So this bloke's now getting infuriated. Daz isn't going as quickly as he would if the handbrake was off. So he's just sliding, the car's sliding, getting dragged. This bloke's seen this, runs past me, slashes at the car, puts a mark in the pillar where the windscreen is, puts a slash mark, and he's stabbing the car, stabbing the doors, leaving holes in the doors. And I'm like, fucking, Daz, just go. Go. I don't care if these fucking back tyres pop. I don't give a shit. Just fucking go. So Daz starts speeding up. And I'm walking backwards like this. This bloke's still attacking the car. And I'm thinking, well, we've got the car. We're still going to get paid like 200 quid, 250 for the car, whatever. It doesn't matter if this bloke smashes it up. We're still going to get our money as long as that car goes to the auction. So he's attacking the car. And all the while, I'm still walking backwards. Anyway, we get out the street and, like, go down the street. And this bloke's sort of, like, running, half jogging. And he's jogging down the street, this big samurai sword, half jogging down the street, still trying to slash a car. I'm like, fucking hell. And we turn out the street and he's still following us. And this bloke's on the fucking main road now with a sword. In the end, he just stops, just walks back. Obviously, he thinks he's done enough. So we're going down the street, the wheels are still, like, smoking, and I just said, right, just stop here. I've just smashed the window, took the handbrake off, having a look at the damage, making sure the bloke's not coming up the street. So anyway, we get all the handbrake off, Start driving off down the road. There's a cop car coming towards us, twos and blues. Woo, 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 woo. We're thinking, has someone reported this guy? Is what's going on? So I thought, right, we better flash them down. Like, we better stop them. Because it's better to give our version of events and just in case, because otherwise the finance company ask us to call the police and all this. So we flag the coppers down, and these coppers stop and go, you the guys who just took a car. I went, hang on a minute, mate, we're repossession agents. What's going on? And they've gone, yeah, we're here for you guys. We're like, hang on a minute. We've just repoed a car from a house. And they said, yeah, you've just stole a car. I went, we haven't stole a car. Who said we've stole a car? So this woman's just rung up from around the house and you've just stole that car in the back. And I showed him the paperwork. And I goes, we haven't stole the car. This is what they've reported you stole. I said, no, I clearly told her we was repossession agents and her chap kicked off. Yeah, but did you call the police first to tell them you was working in the area? I says, we don't have to ring the police and tell us working in the area. But sometimes we did, if it was a rough area, but we was like, man, we didn't need to fucking ring you. And these coppers give me really bad shit. But I should be doing this procedures and I should be doing that. And I said, mate, we're not fucking bailiffs. We can do what the fuck we want. We've got a repossession order. We can take it when we want. We don't need a court order. These coppers giving a shit. Why are you even arguing? We're not even at the house. It's a civil matter. Why are you giving me shit? And I started arguing with this copper. And I said to this copper, I went, hang the fuck on. I said, have a look at the car. And there were slash marks all down the car. There were stab marks. I said, that bloke has just run this car through with a samurai sword. I said, and you're fucking trying to talk to me about court orders. And this cop has gone, well, that doesn't concern us. I said, so you're telling me a bloke has just come out of the house, tried to attack me with a samurai sword, put it through the door, slashed the car, and it doesn't concern you, and you've got no qualms whatsoever about a bloke trying to attack me with a sword and the car. And this copper goes, well, it doesn't concern us. You've got your car now, go. That's West Midlands Police for you.